Mason Nealon here with head football coach down at Audubon, Sean Burke. Sean, we appreciate you joining us here on this morning.
You bet. Appreciate it.
So, Sean, you guys this week are going to be taking on Remsen St. Mary's in week one. Has practice kind of going into this week changed a little bit, meaning it's game now?
Yeah, you know, it's a little bit unique. You know, we try to get into a game day routine or a game week routine where, you know, Monday's film, Tuesday offense, Wednesday defense, Thursday walkthrough. But with week one of a new cycle, you know, you kind of have to still kind of keep the whole playbook open and all the defensive stuff open because you don't really know what they're going to run when you don't have any film yet. So it's a little bit unique where you haven't really focused on as many as, you know, narrowed it down like you would in a normal week when you've watched film to say, hey, key on this or hey, key on that. So that can be good and that can be bad. You know, there's less analysis by paralysis, more just, you know, go do what we're doing. And we have to know that on the fly Friday night, we're going to have to make a lot of adjustments to what we're seeing, kind of like we did with the scrimmage last week. So a little bit of familiarity there. But it's just a unique a little bit that it's a game week, but at the same time, you're not totally sure what you're preparing for.
And when you talk about that, I mean, we talked a little bit about what you know about Remsen St. Mary's. Can you kind of talk us through how their last year went compared to what's going to you think is going to come out this year?
Yeah, you know, obviously they graduated a lot. They're very senior heavy on route to a state title. But they're going to reload and replace as well as anybody in any class. You know, their expectations are sky high, and I'm sure that those underclassmen have seen what it takes. And you know, we played a little bit in their JV in the fourth quarter of their playoff game, and you know, we have a few clips of some of their younger guys. But when you look at their roster and the go, it's pretty obvious that their quarterback is going to be a sophomore that's about 6'2", 205, and is going to be a physical downhill runner. So we're going to focus on tackling this week because it's going to be a tough challenge. And then figuring out what they run schematically, obviously we're going to assume they're going to run some of the same stuff they've run, but as any team does, they could overhaul a little to a lot in the offseason. So we're not going to focus too much on any of the tendencies and things that we tried to pick up last year when we had, you know, 10-plus games worth of film to break down.
As you talk about working on tackling, what do you think is kind of the keys to tackling for you guys to be able to be successful this week?
Yeah, you're going to get forced into a lot of one-on-one tackles when you play a team with Remsen St. Mary's scheme. You know, they're going to try to race a backside the end, or they're going to try to make a safety or a corner tappy one-on-one. You know, they're going to try to force you to have to tackle well, and they know that with their quarterback with being his size, there's a chance he can break a tackle, and then it's an explosive play. So, you know, some weeks we work more on, you know, kind of playing in that scrum mentality when you play a team where it's a lot of the dive and dive option and some kind of those schemes where it's, you know, it's totally different than when you're playing a team like Remsen that it's a lot of one-on-one tackling. So, yeah, that's going to be the emphasis this week. It's can you tackle in space one-on-one, and can you bring a 200-pound runner down with a head start?
And so compared to last year, what do you think is some of the changes that you guys have this year, either physically or mentally as well?
Yeah, you know, we're a little bit bigger this year. Hopefully that'll help us a little bit. You know, when we went into our playoff game with them last year, we were pretty banged up as well. So, you know, we were missing our two starting linebackers. You know, Carter and Austin are both back this year from knee injuries. And our underclassmen put a lot of size on. You know, we've got, you know, let's just say our you know, one of our DNs or slash guards, Hayden Larson, was 6'1", 205 as a sophomore and is going to roll out at about 6'3", 230 this week. So we've got several guys like that. You know, Lane Meyer at guard, didn't play last year, played JV. He's looking to earn a starting spot this week. Was 6'1", 205 and is 6'4", 245. You know, Brody Weber's put on 20 pounds. Hudson Hooker's put on 20 pounds. We've got a lot of guys that brought some good weight and are moving some good weight. We have to play to that size. You know, the size is one thing. The physicality and aggression are a different thing. So we're going to have to bring it Friday night because Remsen, regardless of size, is going to be physical and they're going to be aggressive.
You talk about some of these guys gaining another year and also a lot of like weight and strength onto them. Do you think that builds kind of some confidence going into this week?
Yeah, you know, I think it does. You know, obviously they know that what kind of beating they can take and what kind of beating they can give, hopefully. And our scrimmage, I think, was good for that too, to see that, you know, Bedford was physical, Woodbine was physical, both of them were very athletic. Some of our guys, it was their first time being thrown out there at the varsity level. So hopefully that got their feet wet a little bit, that they're a little more comfortable this week too.
And for you guys, what do you think is going to be the biggest key on the offensive end?
Counting by eight, right? When we get the ball in our hands, we're going to have to expect to score, and we're going to have to expect to score in bunches, and convert. And when you do, you need to make sure you get all eight of them. If you're counting by sixes to counting by eights, it can be the difference in a game. And we've seen that over the years where, it's a 36 to 34 game. But the team that scored 36 had to score six touchdowns, and the team that got to 34 might have been able to get there on five. So, it can really start to add up, and it can really make it tough where you can steal possessions in a game like that. So I think offensively we need to make sure we can run the ball. With our size and our physicality, we want to run the ball to set up our play action and our drop back game and our screen game. If we're not successful running the ball, they can pin their ears back and pass rush. We saw just how bad that turned out for us in the playoff game last year. That's when the sacks and the interceptions, things kind of snowballed out of control because we couldn't establish any sort of run game. So that's big for us.
Well, Sean, we appreciate you joining us here today, and we wish you the best of luck coming up on Friday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.